Blog Talk Radio.
Kevin, great friends.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. You're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God of everything. Amazing God. Amazing King, He's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near.
Sing it.
Now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace. But I'm so glad.
And I'm so glad.
That I found you. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Amazing God.
So amazing. Where would I be without you? I would probably
Somebody's grave.
All of the mistakes that I made.
All the mistakes that
Praise God, everyone. Praise God, everyone. Praise God, everyone. Praise God, everyone. Today, 23. Blessed it be for God, our Father, grace and mercy. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, blessed it be for our God's Father. Grace and mercy. Praise him, Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him for his anointing, spiritual infused, his fueling, feeding, awakening of our Father, his Son, and the Holy Spirit. Bread it, Lord, yes, Jesus Christ, bread it right now. Bread it in this right now moment. Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome you to our Life Word Jesus Kingdom Church Ministry, our 6 o'clock morning service, My name is Tyrone Reed, and I am deacon-elect for the ministry. Our pastor, Apostle Dr. Freda Bradford, we say good morning and thank you for this opportunity to share with you, my brothers and sisters, this fruitful, prayerful, grateful moment. Let me say good morning once again, Pastor. Good morning, Bishop. Good morning, our prayer partners, prayer warriors, friends, family, ladies and gentlemen. My brothers and sisters, once again, good morning. I bid everyone a blessed, beautiful morning for each and every one of you deserve it. To our visitors, both national and international, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of us. Thank you for being a part of this praiseworthy, hallelujah, jump for joy, breakfast of champions. Today, I will share with you a thought, a key message of being obedient, no matter what. Yes, I'm going to share with you a thought, a key message of being obedient. No matter what. Yes, Lord, Father, 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 yes, Lord, Father, Father, yes, Lord, no matter what, always be obedient. Always stay locked into his word. Before my message, I would like to share with you our reading for today, and it's from Our Daily Bread, May 2nd, 2023. And the title of that reading is Life Everlasting. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And that's John 17:3. Don't be afraid, Wendy, said Agus Tuck. Be afraid of the unlived life. Let me repeat that. Don't be afraid of death, Wendy. Don't be afraid of death, Wendy. Be afraid of the unlived life. Our culture tells us that if you could be healthy, young, and energetic forever, we would be truly happy. But that's not where our fulfillment is found. Before he went to the cross, Jesus prayed for his disciples and the future believers. He said, now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom have sent you. Our fulfillment in life comes from a relationship with God through faith in Jesus. He's our hope for the future and joy for this present day. Jesus prayed that his disciples would take on the patterns of new life, that they would obey God, believe that Jesus was sent by God the Father, and be united as one. As believers in Christ, we look forward to a future eternal life with him. But during these days we live on earth, we can live the rich and satisfying life that he promised right here, right now. So let me ask you a question. Where's your joy and contentment found in this life? You need me to ask you again? You need to think about it a little longer. Where's your joy and contentment found in this life? And what ways do you exhibit new life in Christ? Jesus, Father, Father, Jesus, Father, Father, Jesus, Father, Father, Jesus, help me take hold of the abundant life that you have given to me. Jesus, help us take hold of the abundant life that you have given to us. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, if that reading didn't touch your soul, I suggest you get our daily bread and read it, and read it, and read it again. Promise comes from your obedience right here, right now. His promise comes from your obedience right here, right now. You know, ladies and gentlemen, April has been a lifetime played out in a month. And let me reflect with you and share why. You know, in our daily bread, this month, there have been one reading after the other I mean, we can go from April the 15th, reconciling relationships. April 16th, greater love. We can go back to April 14th, uphill all the way. April 13th, tears of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, our daily bread for this month has been a true talk. Words of encouragement, words of enlightenment, words of uplifting joy to get you to understand how much God loves you. The power of forgiveness, that's April the 22nd. And that Saturday, April the 22nd, I was walking down the aisle with my granddaughter, giving her to her significant other, Miss Talia Wilson, now Brown. I gave to Jovan Brown, her significant other. And my grandbaby asked me to do it because her dad was killed 2 years ago. 2 years ago. And I was so honored that she asked me to walk in his stead. And I was truly honored and blessed when the clouds opened up and he came into my body and said, "Mr. Todd, I'm walking down the aisle with you." Sunday, April the 23rd, loving like Jesus. My God, one thing after another. Let it go. Let it go. My sis Brenda, let it go. Stay faithful in God's word. God promise we all must be obedient and stay faithful. And sometimes we got to let it go. Wednesday, April the 26th, strong and good. Just sharing with you this great month of messages. Laughing out loud, April the 28th. Always, God knows, always trustworthy. Our Father is always, our God is always, His Son, the Holy Spirit, is always trustworthy. The Lord is trustworthy in all He promises. And that is Psalms 145, verse 13. And in the daily bread, it always ends. It always ends with a consolidated message for that month. And his consolidated message for the month was from bitterness to forgiveness. I didn't mean to grow up bitter, but my skin color made me a target. In school, one teacher even called me nobody. The result? Bitterness. I knew Jesus. I knew Jesus. I knew Jesus. But I also knew hurt. Its stings fertilized my bitterness, which, like a weed, springs up and causes trouble. That's Hebrews 12, verse 15. So while I love God and believe he loved me, my bitterness stood between us. I've forgotten the Bible's call to make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy, for without holiness, no one without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Instead, I was obsessed with racial hatred, ignoring Paul's call to get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. That's Ephesians 4:31. But how? God reveals three ways. Your bitterness to him. Ask God to teach you. Rely on the Holy Spirit's great power. So if God does his work in us, a bitter root can bloom in Christ into a beautiful flower. True. Our soil will always need weeding, but God's love can turn our bitter sin into grace. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just pause right there for a moment. Just for a moment, just close your eyes. Just pause for a moment. And let the Spirit of our Father just flow right through you. The newness, its purity, its cleansing. Raise your hand. Take a deep breath. Ooh, Lord, thank you. Take a moment to thank our Father for the newness of each new moment that can change the hurt, the pain. Whatever you're going through, take a deep breath. Raise your hand. Let it go. Let it go. My God, be worried for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Take a deep breath. Feel the glorified sanctity of just being clean. (Clears throat) Yes, Lord. Let this moment right now, let it moment right now, let it be the anchor that sustains you. Yes, Lord. Whew. Let it be the blanket, Father, thank you, that gives you comfort. Let it be the peace that gives you all joy. Ooh, just feel the Spirit. Feel the Spirit. Let it walk through you. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to reflect on this moment. Just to reflect on walking through the last 5 years. In April. And there was all kinds of stuff going on. In every month. But I'm going to walk you through 5 years ago. And God made me understand what it is to be obedient. 5 years ago, April the 9th, my godson, he moved on to glory. My grandson, CJ, oh, man, this guy was such a great character. Oh, my God, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, did I just want to. Oh, man, just be a part of. And 2 months before that, matter of fact, 6 weeks. In our church, Mount Airy United Fellowship, we had Keepers of the Culture there. This is 6 weeks before he moved on to glory. And they were so infatuated. They was so touching that when they finished, my grandson said to me, he said, Papa, can I just ask them if I could be a part of that? Because I love to tell stories. I love to create stuff. I said, yes. Yes, they always looking for folks to join them. And when he went to sign up, I said, this is my opportunity. I'm signing up too, because I know he's going to share some stuff. Oh, my word. Thank you, Jesus. We didn't get an opportunity to share and his creativity. But we just thank you for this moment to say he was truly something special. A week later, April the 16th, I lost my business partner. A week later, I lose my heart. I lose my main man, CJ. A week later, I lose my business partner, Dr. Teresa Randall. Wow. Boy, we had some plans in place that I just knew that we was going to make a great difference. especially in the mental health field, where right now we have so many folks who are suffering mentally, and the real issue of their suffering is, for whatever reason, maybe they just don't realize it, or they may realize it, but still not getting any type of help. But I believe Teresa Randall and myself would have made a great impact. In the lives of many. And then the week after that, I get laid off. The 9th, my grandson. The 16th, my business partner. The 23rd, I get my layoff notice. That April the 30th was going to be my last day. And God and his glory and his mercy allowed me to walk through that and continue to just serve. I wasn't working, but I was serving. I wasn't getting paid, but I was serving. And it seemed as though my serving was, I spent more time doing that, serving, than working. But the whole time that I was going through this down flow, my pastor, thank you, Jesus. My pastor, thank you. Thank you, Apostle Bradford. Thank you, all my prayer partners and prayer warriors. We was praising his name. We were speaking in one accord, pain of these things that was doing something inside of me, stayed inside of me. How's I know? I cried many times when I was alone. But any time I was with someone or doing something God's life is what was coming out of me. And I was learning it, being encouraged by it, being inspired by it, by our ministry. And ladies and gentlemen, to God be the glory. 5 years later, on April the 22nd, I walked down the aisle with my granddaughter, praising him all the way. I was like a peacock with spinning feathers. And it just was spinning, and it was all colors, and it was just the joy of how you can go from one moment of pure disaster to the next moment of pure joy. And I say to you, my brothers and sisters, I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, the reason, the true reason that I was able to walk through the downside, just prepare me for the moment inside by being obedient to the word, being obedient to the promise. So today, I just want to thank God Almighty. I'd like to thank his Son and the Holy Spirit for allowing me to be in the shadows of darkness, but journey straight forward and march and walk into victory. Right now, I am victorious. Right now, I am feeling like no other can feel. Simply because I stay true to his word. And today, I want each and every one of you to think about things that you are going through. But be obedient and understand the promise. Because whatever you're going through, our Father, your Father, God Almighty, is going through with us. So thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak on just going through it. Speak on no matter what. Stay locked into his words. So we want to thank everybody who joined us today. We're here every day. Life Word Jesus, Kingdom Church and Ministry. We have a 5 o'clock in the morning prayer. That's Monday through Friday. We have our 6 o'clock morning service. That's Monday through Saturday. From Monday to Friday, we have our prayer service at 12 and at 9. Every second Friday at 9 o'clock p.m., we have our praise party. Ain't nothing like a hallelujah. Ain't nothing like a hallelujah. Praise party every other Friday at 9 o'clock. And then on Sundays at 12, we have our sermon by our apostle, our pastor, Dr. Alfreda Bradford. So you have many opportunities to join us. And our door is always open. And you are always welcome. So please, don't let this be your last time. Come on back. There is a lot more feeding to give. Come on back. We are here for you. And we would now like to open the Church of the Door for those of you who may not know the Lord, but looking to know him. For those of you who may be lost and trying to find your way, we'd like to just extend this opportunity for you to become part of his kingdom. All you have to do is just accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Confess your sin and say, Father, I want to walk with you. I want to walk in a new me. I want to be a new me. I want to accept you as my Lord and my Savior. So once again, we thank you for everything God, once again, we thank you for everything. And to those who join us today, please come back. Be a part of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Church and Ministry. Our doors are always open. Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity to share.
Kevin, great friend.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. You're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God of everything. Amazing God. Amazing King, he's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near.
Sing it.
I now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace. But I'm so glad.
And I'm so glad.
That I found you. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing. Everything. Where would I be without you?
probably